to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Finally, justice is done. Yesterday, the Wilmington 10 were pardoned by North Carolina Governor Bev Perdue. So, who were they? 9 African-American men who were wrongly convicted in 1972 of arson and conspiracy, and 1 white woman wrongly convicted of being, in relation to the firebombing, an accessory. The context was the American South, race and change. In particular, racial integration in education, white resistance, a boycott by blacks, and violence in the streets. What happened? A grocery store in Wilmington, North Carolina was firebombed in 1971, and shots were fired at police and emergency personnel when they responded. 8 of the Wilmington 10 were high school students. One was Reverend Benjamin L. Chavis, and the other was a civil rights activist from New York. The sentences? Almost 300 years combined. The pardons are significant. Here is a portion of a statement that Governor Perdue issued. These are her words. In 1980, a federal appeals court overturned the convictions in a written decision that highlighted the gross improprieties that occurred during the trial. The federal court determined as a matter of law that numerous instances of prosecutorial misconduct and other constitutional violations took place. The court declared that it was undisputed that key documents had repeatedly been withheld from defense lawyers. It also found numerous errors by the trial judge that had the effect of unconstitutionally prejudicing the defendant's ability to receive a fair trial. Since the trial ended, the prosecution's key witness and 2 supporting witnesses all independently recanted their testimony, incriminating the defendants. Furthermore, last month, new evidence was made available to me in the form of handwritten notes from the prosecutor who picked the jury at trial. These notes show with disturbing clarity the dominant role that racism played in jury selection. The notes reveal that certain white jurors, believed to be Ku Klux Klan members, were described by the prosecutor as, quote, good, end quote, and that at least 1 African-American juror was noted to be an, quote, Uncle Tom type, end quote. This conduct is disgraceful. It is utterly incompatible with basic notions of fairness and with every ideal that North Carolina holds dear. The legitimacy of our criminal justice system hinges on it operating in a fair and equitable manner, with justice being dispensed based on innocence or guilt, not based on race or other forms of prejudice. Now, it's hard to disagree with that. Good decision, Governor. Thanks for listening. Remember, Room 33 is on Stitcher. You can listen to it on your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, and Web OS phones. I have a link to it on my homepage. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.